But I think mining camp life is different from, you know, other living.
Mm-hmm.
People, they were really close and they were friendly and so thoughtful of each other. If one had a problem, it was the whole town's problem, it seemed like, up there. But I've gotten away from that now.
It must have been, I mean, the experiences that you have, you've seen a lot of things happen and change, just would be so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You never think that something is going to come along and then it does.
You know, that's, I just drew the history for the museum up there, Standardville, the town I lived in.
Oh, huh.
And I remember the 4th of July, we had our own town band and had a pretty gazebo up there, and they would practice in it the summer, you know, and we'd listen. But the morning of the 4th, that band went through town at 6 in the morning to wake everybody up. And we always had a new dress that day, I'll never forget. We'd hurry and get eat breakfast and get down to the center part of town. They had races for all the children, all ages, you know, would go in different age groups. And all day long, all the popcorn and ice cream and pop and hot dogs. And nothing was charged for, because every month they took a dollar out of every man's check.
Mm-hmm.
And all that was paid for. On Christmas, they had a big celebration, a pageant. Santa Claus came and gave all the children real nice gifts.
Oh.
You got to talk to him. It's just so different. I've tried to maintain that with my family. The Christmas, I have a Christmas party, usually the Saturday before Christmas, so they can all be home for Christmas. They all come, and I made the same net stocking that we used to get in Standardville for my grandchildren, and put candy and nuts and fruit in it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have Santa Claus come here, and he talks to each child and takes them on the lap. And I'll tell you, they think that's, I think Tom Marlene, I says, that's all I think of me as Grandma Far in the Christmas party. She's so mother, it isn't. But I don't know, there was just so much to do up there. We had 2 free shows a week. Every night. Of course, that's all taken out of this money. They take out the man's check. And then on Sunday nights, it was a pay show. And then, I don't know why, we didn't think it was wrong to go to shows then on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
We went to church Sunday morning, but we went to shows on Sunday night, if you had the money.
Mm-hmm.
But everything was done right in town. It was really nice.
What kind of shows were they?
They were a lot of Western shows. There wasn't anything like they have now. It was all clean.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only reason I have cable, so I watch them on movies. Because
yeah.
They were good, beautiful love stories, real pretty ones. Nelson, Eddie, and Jeanette McDonald, I watch for their pictures. Ginger Rogers and Fred Astaire, but they were nice movies and good, clean movies. Just hard for me. My son gets kind of angry at me. Sometimes he says, Mother, you have the funniest ideas, but I was just raised so different from what things are now. It's hard for me to accept. I can't help it.
Yeah.
I watch my grandchildren and I just, they're all good kids. I don't mean that, but they just do things, dress different and things than what I would have
mm-hmm.
allowed if they were mine. And then your hospitalization, the men paid $3 a month. We got all our medicine, surgery, office calls, and the doctor came to the house if you needed them for $3 a month.
Oh, that is great.
It was wonderful. Now you can't afford to be sick.
No kidding. Oh.
But I think mining camp life was really good now. You hear people, they'll say, you were raised in a mining camp, how terrible. I thought they were great, and now when I look at the town, some of them, they weren't really as beautiful as I thought they were.
Oh, but as a child, no.
That's what I said, you know, I think where you spent your childhood's always a special place in your life,
mm-hmm.
really special.
So, what was the population of West Hiawatha?
Uh-huh. It wasn't a very small town. I mentioned 200. It wasn't very. Black Hawk, there were the 3 towns at Hiawatha. was West Hiawatha, East Hiawatha, and Black Hawk. And Black Hawk was a bit, quite a large town. Mm-hmm. It's the only place that's left up there, but I think there's only about 14 people living in town.
Oh, really?
They destroyed all the homes and the schoolhouse. And I think the doctor's house is still there and some of the supervisors, but mm-hmm. it's nearly all gone.
That must be sad to see all those things.
It is. It makes you feel bad. Mm-hmm. I know it does me. I ride up to where this house came out of, and I ride up there every so often.